This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The Jonathan Cruz case was hastily closed by authorities, but many questions remain. Come behind the curtain with private investigator Sheila Wysocki as she uncovers the truth about what happened to Jonathan. This is Without Warning.
You are about to hear a text conversation between Jonathan Cruz and his sister Dani regarding his strained relationship with girlfriend Brenda Lazaro. Jonathan was a 27-year-old operations director at an urgent care clinic, had recently moved into his first apartment, and was adored by friends and family. His girlfriend was 26-year-old Brenda Lazaro, a part-time Spanish tutor and kung fu instructor, whom he met through sister Dani.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the coffee.
I'm okay. Why? Did Brenda say something?
Not really. She said you seem distracted.
I'm almost positive Brenda's going to make me choose between her and Emily.
She wouldn't do that.
Actually, she would. And she wants to.
Weird. I'll try to bring it up and talk some sense into her.
She won't hear reason on this. It's been an issue for a while. I've been telling myself she will get to know her and it'll be okay, but in the last few days, it's clear that won't happen. Neither choice is acceptable. And if I give in on this, I might resent her for it, and the relationship will fall apart. If I don't, and we don't break up immediately, she will eventually resent me.
I'm so glad I'm not a guy. What are you going to do?
Don't know. Choices are, A, fight it and try to make it better between them, which will probably never happen. B, choose Brenda. C, refuse to give up either, and see if Brenda ends it. D, end it with Brenda now. The issue is that A, B, and C all hold a strong likelihood of ending the relationship. D, on the other hand, for sure ends it, but limits and contains the damage.
Weird.
Sunday, February 2, 2014, 23:30 and 39 seconds.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, I'm going to do this
now. Ma'am, I need you to tell me where you are.
I am at the apartment. Okay,
which apartment?
Ma'am,
I need you to calm down. Which apartment?
If you're coming north from MacArthur, the apartments are going to
Are you at River Chase Apartments? Do you know?
Yes, I think so. Yes, I think so. Oh my God! Please tell me what to do. What do you suggest? Please tell me what to do.
We're trying to get someone there.
Oh my God, Jonathan.
Do you, ma'am? Do you have any mail or anything that you can give me the exact address?
No, there's nobody here. It's just me. Oh my God.
Do you live there?
No, he's my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend, what's his name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan what?
Jonathan Cruz, C-R-E-W-S.
C-R-E-W-S?
Yeah.
Okay, is it 600 South MacArthur, do you know?
I don't know, I think so. I don't know.
Okay, what exactly, what did he shoot? Did he use a gun or what happened?
Yes, he used a gun.
Did he mean to do it? Did he do it on purpose?
No, yeah, he did on purpose.
Where did he shoot himself at?
I don't know, it seems that it's a nail. I can't see the wound because it's too much blood. I'm just pressing on it.
Is it his head or his chest?
No, his chest.
Okay, is there any way that you can go to a neighbor's or anything to let me know so you can verify the address for me?
No, I don't want to leave him alone.
Okay, so, ma'am, we need to the exact address so we can get help. Does he have a home phone?
No, he doesn't have a home phone. No. I'm going to help me.
Okay, when you're going north on MacArthur, is it past Beltline Road? Is it north of Beltline?
Yes, it's past Beltline.
Just past?
It's over MacArthur. It's on MacArthur. If you keep going on MacArthur, you pass Beltline. Uh-huh. On the right side, there's going to be a bank, and then there's going to be an apartment.
Okay, so it's just past Beltline now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second for me. Stay on the line. We've got them en route to you, okay?
Ma'am. Okay. Stop crying for me. Stop. I need you so we can help him, okay? I need you. Okay. Stop crying. I need you to take a deep breath, okay? Take a breath. I need you to... If we can't help him...
Right,
okay.
Now,
okay. Hold on. Listen to me. But we got to be able to find you, so I need you to find somebody to tell me what the address is.
Okay.
I need you to walk outside. Go outside. And go to a neighbor.
Oh my God, I didn't.
I need you to stop. Stop. I need you to help me. You're gonna have to help me. Okay? We can't help him if you don't tell us where he is.
Okay.
I need you to do it now. I need you to go now.
Okay.
I need you to go now. Are you going outside?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to go and knock on a door or find a name of something. And while you're doing it, I need you to take a deep breath and collect yourself, okay? Calm down. Okay? It's not going to do anybody any good if you don't help us. We want to help. We need to get in some help. We want to help you. So I need you to tell us where he is.
Yeah, okay.
What's the apartment number you just came out of?
813.
813?
Yeah.
It's downstairs?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You don't know the name of that complex when you drove in?
No.
Did you drive into the gate off of MacArthur? Or was it another street?
No, it was MacArthur.
Was it right off MacArthur?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Try another door. I need you to tell us exactly so we know where you are.
River Chase Apartment.
River Chase? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long has he been there?
I don't know how long it's been.
When's the last time you talked to him?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Wait outside, okay? I need you to wait outside. Can you stay outside?
Oh my God, it's my purple.
Okay, okay. Hey, I need you to wait outside. Can you do that?
Oh my God.
This is not helping. It's not helping. You need to go outside.
I'm outside right now.
Okay. That's not helping you. You just need to wait outside, okay?
I am outside.
Okay. Just wait there. And wait and watch for the firemen. Okay? Okay? Watch for the fireman. Are you standing by the street?
I'm sorry. I can't see an ambulance.
What? Okay, listen to me. I want to ask you some more questions, okay? I need you to listen to me. Listen to me. What's your name?
Brenda.
Linda?
Brenda.
Linda. Okay, Brenda.
Brenda.
Okay. Okay. Are you waiting out by the parking lot to wave the fireman in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. His name is Jonathan, right?
Yes, Jonathan Cruz.
Cruz? Okay. Did he live there alone?
Yes.
Okay. When you walked in, what did you see?
We were just having a discussion, and we were just talking, and then he just didn't believe me, and I didn't believe him. And then he said he was going to prove that he was.
Okay, and so what?
I didn't know that he had a gun.
Did he do that while you were there?
Yes.
Are you still?
Are you intrigued? Come behind the curtain as I share what really happened after the 911 call.
Without Warning Podcast, executive director, executive producer, and host, Sheila Wysocki, and announcer, Tim Evans.